Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello there.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Lavender Fix podcast. I'm your host, Sabreen Hazik, and today is going to be super interesting because I know for a fact that you guys have been eagerly waiting for this conversation to go live. So have I. So let me just break it to you. If you've watched the show Indian Matchmaking on Netflix, you'll know exactly who Akshay is. You just will. That's all I have to say to you. But the real question is, do you really know who Akshay is? I don't think so. And the reason I say that is because oftentimes we watch TV shows and believe what we see, even if it is just for 15 minutes. You know, as human beings, we have a tendency to microanalyze people and characters as if we've known them for a really long time. But the truth is that we don't. So we get over-attached to the outcome, and then we tend to take things at face value without truly knowing the whole story or much about the background at all. I need to stop yapping because I could go on. But without further ado, I would like to welcome Akshay Jagathe to the Lavender Fix. And we are going to chat about who Akshay really, really is outside the Indian matchmaking world. And we're also going to hash out some of the things that he said during the course of the show. I know some of you had some questions that you wanted for me to include in today's episode. And so I have. And that's that. So, hello, my friend Akshay. Welcome, welcome. How are you doing?
Hello, 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 Sabreen. This is me, Akshay, and I'm doing really great. What about you?
Not bad. Living life the best I can in this socially distanced world, so I'm doing my best. But I have to say to you, this episode comes highly requested, okay? So the pressure is on you now.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. No pressure. This is going to be a chilled out conversation. And as I was mentioning to you earlier, I was having a few conversations on social this past week, and people had lots of questions for you. So I've included them all. I have a bazillion questions for you. So that's that. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm totally ready.
Awesome. Okay, so let's just start with a simple question, which is, how do you feel now that the show is out? How do you feel about your presentation on screen? Were you happy? Were you satisfied? Were you surprised?
So when the show came out, like, it was really crazy. You know, I was just like, first of all, seeing myself on TV, on screen, that is so weird. And then after it aired, like the next day, oh my God, so much attention, there were memes all around me and everyone's just talking about the show, you know?
Yeah.
So it was totally different. I'm not used to all this attention which is coming, you know? I mean, I don't know other people, but usually you're not used to this kind of, and there's so much just going on literally from the second day. It was amazing though. I really kind of liked it too. I still enjoy it.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
Yeah, but the presentation on screen, I mean, like, come on, what you guys saw on the screen was completely opposite of who I am in real person. It's such a highly edited show that you really can't say, like, watch me for 2-3 hours, 4 hours probably, and then be like, oh, this is Akshay. I totally know how he is in and out. That's completely wrong. It was a very different, you know, representation of me. I'm very different in real life.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch. I mean, it's good to see what they did.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, and precisely why we're having this conversation today, because I know that there is so much more to you. And, you know, we had a really great chat the day before, and I felt like, oh my God, this is the real Akshay, and this has to be documented. I heard that you were mentioning that, you know, the next day you saw all these memes and you saw a lot of stuff happen. So generally speaking, what has the overall response been like? And have you had people reaching out to you on social media? Is it negative? Is it positive? What is all of that like?
Yeah, so I mean, the overall response, you say, like I said, it's crazy. All my friends started messaging me, started calling me up. my friends from school, like people we lost touch with, you know, don't talk. They all reached out to my professors who I was studying abroad. They were like, "Hey, Akshay, I saw you on TV. You know, what are you doing over there? What is this show about? I gotta watch it just because you're there in it." So literally everyone was in there. Almost all my friends and family were really excited and happy to see me also. But like watching other people's response on social media, like people who don't know me, it was really funny to watch all these guys also, you know, giving comments and saying. So it would be like this is divided, you know. Half of the people are like, "Oh, it's a good thing." Some people are positive, it's negative. So it just kept on going that way. But so many people watch the show again and again and again, and they still call me, you know. We're like, "Wow, we saw it again, you know, and it was so different this time." I'm like, "But you just saw the same thing, you know." "Yeah, but we really understood, and you know how it's going." When people saw the show, like, also, I think it kind of triggered a lot of people also for the first time when they saw it, because they were like, "Oh, you know what's going on, and what are they showing on TV? Maybe it's too real, maybe it's too bad. I mean, this is not what they want to see, or they want." But at the end of the day, they all were just hooked onto the show. So a lot of people like were making judgments too and passing comments like, "Okay, so this person is on the show, so he is like this in real." Same thing about other people on the show. So I mean, that's kind of weird, but it doesn't really bother me much because
That's
obviously I
good.
don't even know them, they don't even know me. So yeah, I mean, that's how it was. But there was a huge amount of inflow, you know, like the influx went, a lot of people. Suddenly people want to know, what is Akshay doing? What is he? Who is he? What is he currently doing? So that's kind of new, you know?
Yeah, you're like the new Mumbai Kardashian. But so Akshay, speaking of you know, like you said, it's a mixed bag, positive, negative. And you obviously have taken it with a grain of salt, which is amazing. What are some of the most common negatives that have sort of emerged out of this discourse?
So many of them just kept on saying the same thing again and again, like repetitive. Like, I think a lot of people had the same pointers to give out. It was morely like, "Oh, he's a mama's boy. Oh, he does not have a personality of his own. He can't think for himself. He doesn't know what he wants. He's such a shy person and a quiet person that he doesn't even talk, you know, he doesn't even open his mouth." And then some people fall. This is the major thing I kept on getting all the time. Messages, requests. This is what I'm getting. Random people is messaging me this: "Oh, you're a mama's boy. Oh, why don't you talk? Are you going to talk on text too?"
Oh
So
my
yeah, that
God.
was funny.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I can attest to, which I think I was super surprised when I spoke with you for the first time, was that you are not a quiet person at all. You are very forthcoming. You are
Exactly.
you're very extroverted. Like, and I was like, holy smokes. Like, he is the complete opposite of what I saw on the show. Not just like, and that was my preliminary judgment. Like, I mean, I spoke with you for the first minute and I'm like, he's clearly not doing this just because he's talking to me. He has to be this way. Because you were so comfortable, you know, and I think that's amazing. So, Akshay, speaking of negative perceptions, you know, I'd like to chat about a few things that I personally noticed as a viewer of the show, right? The first negative perception being that, you know, people have this assumption that, oh my God, Akshay is traditional to the point of being sexist, which means that in context of the show, Indian Matchmaking, and with regards to some of the things you may have said, you know, in the show, that you consider that the quote unquote woman takes care of the kids after marriage while the man works, or that, you know, women should stay home and not work after marriage, you know. Can you share your thoughts on how you really feel about the subject matter? Because I know you've gotten a lot of backlash for it, and also, I know this is going to be a mouthful, but how did your mom feel about the backlash?
Let's take a quick break.
Hi, Denise Hamilton-Mace here, host of the Low No Drinker podcast, your place to go to meet the people and brands leading the low and no alcohol revolution. Every week, I speak to brand founders like Carl Anthony Brown from Crossit Non-Alcoholic Spirits and ex-Master Chef finalist Billy Wright from Descent 10% Gin. Industry experts like Hamish Renton in our chat about how the fat jabs will impact low and no drinkers. And I help you answer questions like, what the heck is the difference between non-alcoholic and alcohol-free anyways? This podcast is for you if you're looking looking for a fun and informative way to explore a life less intoxicated with no judgment or expectation. Check out the link in the description or find me at lownodrinkermagazine.com.
Okay, so I mean, to answer your question, this is completely, totally wrong. You know, I mean, first of all, it's a show. There's money involved. There's a certain kind of things which we were supposed to do too. I mean, this is not even who I am as a person. You know, people don't realize that because when they see TV or when they see a show or cinema, they just like to believe it. You know, they are so immersed in it that they kind of think that that is real life. So right. They feel connected to it. And that's, I think the show did a really good job in that way also. And the directors and the people making the show. So they went in that way. So there was nothing really like in the show, which all of us thought also when we said it's wrong or something, because some of it is kind of like a real representation of things which do happen in it.
Right.
It does happen. I mean, but that does not mean that these are my personal views too. You know, my personal views are completely different. If it would have been that way, I mean, I would have said it in an interview or a statement or something like that. But watching it on the show does not mean that I have said it. People don't realize, like I told you, it's a show at the end of the day. You know, it's entertainment. You know, that's why people like it. There were so many things said on the show with other people, me too. I mean, the people who are just like, you know, talking about the show that, oh, he's saying that, you know, the girl has to take care of the kids after marriage. She can't work. The guy has to work. All the traditional kind of portrayal. That's completely false. In reality, I'm not that kind of person, nor do I come from that school of thought too. You know, I said so many things that were edited out and cut it out too, but you guys never saw that on the show. I mean, I always believe men and women are equal, you know. There's nothing of like, you know, something what men can't do that women can't do. Anyone can do anything.
Man, sure, I appreciate
but
that.
There are a few things. Yeah, but there are a few things like I would say like men and women are like kind of equal, but in few ways not identical, which people need to understand. I mean, people, I'm sure they know also. But identical as in terms of biologically and stuff like that and all.
Sure.
As a kid, when he's born, woman needs to take care of the kids at a very tender age in certain areas. Let me clarify, not like the man only can't do anything and the only the lady takes care of the kid. It's both ways. But there are a few things which a guy cannot do, which the lady has to do.
Sure.
Kid needs the mother's help when at a very tender age.
You know?
And things like this. I mean, in terms of working, people are talking. My mom used to work. My bhabhi also used to work. She was pregnant. That's why she was not working. But then now she's done with it. And, you know, there's a little baby boy. Everything's fine. She's going to probably resume work after 6 months also when everything gets better. So even in the show, so many of these things were said, which are just edited out and it made to portray that I said things like that and stuff like that. There was a whole lot of things. There was even a whole story. Like you saw the date I'm telling her all this. That went on for like 5 hours, you know, and you guys just saw like 10-15 minutes. Like, oh,
that
bad
awkward,
date.
Awkward date.
Yeah. Awkward date, khatam ho gaya, not good. And then, wow, he can't really speak, you know, but there was so much.
Sure.
So there was this story also about my neighbor, which I spoke to her also. And it was in regards to that only, that this neighbor of mine was a good, you know, fashion boutique owner, successful, everything. One day she just forgot to pick up her kids from school. She might have missed it out. And she went, got up, picked up her kids, came up, spoke to my mom. She broke down. She's like, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, so my mom just said, I mean, you got to give them time to, man, like you have to balance it out. You know, balance is key in life. You can't just only work, work, work. You can't just only stay at home, home, home. You know, you got to find a midway and do those. The next day onwards, she started doing that too. She reduced some of her work, started taking care of the kids. This is long backstory, the 5 years back or something. So now when the kids are a little, you know, proper age, a little bit, not like a, you know, toddler anymore.
Yeah.
Now she's again resuming more of her work because the kids can also handle themselves. I mean, as a small kid, you gotta just look at them at 24 hours because they might just turn around anywhere.
Yeah.
They might fall down. They might put something in their mouth. So you got to give them constant attention and kids need attention. You know, they like that kind of stuff. Also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all those things, it went on like that. So my mom feel about the backlash first is like, you know, what is wrong? We never said anything wrong or not. Neither did she, you know, it was just portrayed in such a way made to believe that, oh, that my mom is strict and saying all these kind of things. I mean, come on. She spoke about person being flexible. So that is
that
like
was a
the
huge
Indian English which comes out, you know?
Yeah. And by Indian, like I just... I wanted to clarify just for our listeners here that, you know, by the Indian English, we primarily mean that, for example, you know, in London, if I say pants, they think I'm talking about an underwear. Like, for them, that's what a pant is. But in the US, pants are like trousers. And then in India, we also say pants. So, like, I hear you. Like, I understand. The reason I wanted to give this example is because flexibility, I guess, in our part of the world means more like balance and, you know, that you guys...
I can say, like, you adjust to any kind of situation, adaptable, you just go with the flow. I mean, you got to do what you got to do in any kind of situation. So that's what my mom actually went. And the Indian viewers who are watching it, some of them might resonate with that because it makes sense to them.
Yeah.
It's just saying things like you said about pants. In India, people say, oh, I passed out of 10th grade and I got a job. Try saying that in the UK or US, you know, people like, oh, you passed out of 12th grade, man, that might be a sick night because you got drunk and you passed out. But in India, it's completely normal. You will see grown up men, people 40s saying that too, you know, but they come 12. From a different school of thought.
Sure.
Yeah. So they come from a different school. And see, I mean, English is like a language, but it's like tailor-made to, you know, local regions and all.
Sure.
Because the local lingo. So in India, people do talk like that. Just like an eraser, you know, people in India call it a rubber. You say that in the US, a rubber means a condom. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So there's but over here, it's completely normal. So that's what actually she meant about being flexible.
I have another one. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
So you know how, like, in India, we usually say that when someone, like, at someone's demise, we say that instead of saying they passed away, we said they expired. And, like, if you say in, like, America or in the UK, people freak out. People feel like, oh my God, that is so disrespectful. And, like, I get it. I get where you're coming from. I guess in defense of, I guess, a lot of the viewers, they probably, because, like, she was your mom and you're a guy, they felt like, well, it almost feels like it's only the girl who has to be flexible and adjust. She's moving all the way, first of all. I think living with in-laws, and that's something we'll talk about later in this episode, but they probably felt like, first of all, she's moving into this house and then she has to be flexible. How much more flexible does she have to be? But I guess when it comes to, like, flexibility, does your mom also expect you to be flexible in marriage?
Obviously, it has to be both ways. Like I said, there's balance, you know, there's like a tit for tat, there's like an action for reaction, life yin and yang, you know, it goes both ways. You can't clap with one hand, you know. One person is flexible, the other is not flexible, it's not gonna work. Both of them gotta do it. Obviously, it was like pretty obvious that, you know, even I'm supposed to do that, but she knows that I'm going to do it. Even I know that. And when people talk, people generally don't talk that way, right? You know, so I'm going to be flexible. Are you going to be flexible? I'm going to be drinking water. Are you going to be drinking water? I'm going to be recording. Are you going to be recording? People are just going to be talking like, what are you going to do? You know, nobody says that this, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So that's what it meant. And the way it was portrayed, people thought like it's one-sided, but it's totally not one-sided. Like I said, it has to be both ways. You need two hands to clap. So
appreciate it.
It goes back and forth. So she already knew that thing. And when shooting or something, we thought like it's pretty obvious, and it's like common sense when someone is talking that it's what I'm talking about. The other person already, this person has that kind of thing, you know.
Sure.
So it's going to be both ways. If it is not, that's the time people say that I am not like this, but are you like this? You know.
Yeah.
But if you are like that, you'll always say that way.
Got
that,
it.
You know, what about you?
Got
what,
it.
How are you gonna be? So those kind of things were there. There was this whole even my mom was saying about this BP scene and all.
Blood
pressure scene in the kitchen that became really famous. So my mom really doesn't have blood pressure or something like that. You know, that was just for the show. Maybe some content and masala to, you know, hype it up and, you know, how it goes. If the whole scene was supposed to be a funny scene where my mom is just teasing me all the time, you know, that it was from the movie also, that Rab ne bana di jodi, that SRK gets a tiffin, he goes to work and he goes mad, you know, he's like crazy in love. Yeah. Like, oh my God, my wife made a tiffin for me. So then my mom was just teasing me. Oh, even your future partner will make a tiffin for you. And then you'll kind of like it. And then you'll enjoy. So it was supposed to be that way. She's teasing me, you know.
Yeah.
But like people took it in a very different way. That part also. Like, yeah. Oh, so you want someone who's a maid and who'll cook and clean for you and, you know, do right. all this. What a guy, Akshay. Why can't you take care of yourself that way? I mean, sure. Come on, man. I lived outside for so many years too. I used to do everything on my own. I still do it right now also. Yeah. There's nothing wrong, you know, doing everything on your own. And first of all, nobody's going to be packing the tiffin and all. I mean, you saw the show. There were other people helping out my mom also.
Yeah.
So that's what happens in normal life too. Like everyday, our life, that there are other people who are going to be doing this.
But you, so why you have would I hired help.
Such a talent.
Right. And I think
I have hired help.
Yeah. And for a lot of the, I would say like American or just like people watching overseas, I'd like to say that hired help is very common in India. It's not like, hiring help here is probably not, it's not that cheap. Like you to have a full-time helper is a really expensive affair. But I just wanted to sort of give more context to people listening that hired help is very common. Okay. Sorry, Akshay. Yes.
In India and countries like where there's high population, you know, this population is really less over there. So that's why it's like that. In India, there's a lot of population. A lot of people need jobs, you know.
Yeah.
So some people who can't do jobs, they kind of go for this kind of work and all. And it's cool. I mean, there's hired help almost everywhere over here in India. Mm-hmm. Every household has one and all, or they try to have one. It's just pretty normal. So when the hired help I was talking about, there's always there. They're going to be there to do all these kind of things. So why would I want to waste talent of my future partner in doing these kind of things? You know, oh, she's educated or she's, you know, good at something. Might as well put your time in that and make use of that and grow as a person in that. No, I'll be the most happiest if my future partner is growing. And, you know, I mean, that is so amazing. Why would you stop someone's growth? I mean, I don't come from that thought.
Right.
That,
and I mean, Akshay, you know, the hired help specializes in a certain area. Obviously, they're trained, they work for you, they're paid.
Oh, yeah, they're trained. Yeah, very trained professionals.
Exactly.
Course.
So, like, this is not to say that, you know, like, I mean, because I'm just, like, always on the edge because people tend to think that, oh, my God, you're looking down upon. No, like, I think the whole point is that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm always on the edge and I'm I don't want to, like.
People might take that in a very different way also, but hello, they are very trained professionals. They enjoy what they're doing. They like to do it. So it goes that way.
Like a chef.
You don't have to necessarily look.
Yes.
Like a chef.
Exactly.
You don't have to look down upon someone for doing any kind of work. No work is small, you know.
Exactly.
Everyone does all kinds of work, which they're good at and they mastered it. So
yeah,
what's the
exactly.
problem? I know.
Right.
Phil just blew it out of proportion, I think.
Yeah. So, Akshay, I'm going to pivot here a little bit and ask you, what is your true idea of marriage? You know, what do you look for in a woman when it comes to partnership? Or rather, what is your criteria?
So me, the true idea, like me, what I'm supposed to, you know, what I look at in a person, in a girl that I want to marry is more like a best friend where we just, you know, gel with each other. We can share anything and even she can share anything, me not feel embarrassed about, not feel weird. We can sit in a room, talk for hours and hours, not get bored. You know, you don't realize how time goes by.
Mm.
Or you can just sit in the room, not talk at all, complete silence for hours and still not feel weird about it.
Mm.
I mean, those are the best kind of things. You support each other in whatever you do, more like a support system. So like she's supporting me in my work and my goals. I'm supporting her in her work and her goals. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes each other happy. And if both of us are happy, then the relationship is perfect, you know.
So, awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, makes
this
sense.
This is what I look for.
Yeah.
Which is very common. I don't think it's much. I mean, almost everyone would want that kind of relationship, right?
Right. No, I agree. I mean, no, of course. I guess it's as simple as that. And I'm just like, it's so refreshing to hear that from you and I hope that for all our listeners, it's equally refreshing. And I'm glad, again, I think I'll say this a bazillion times. I'm glad that we're having this conversation. All right. So, Akshay, let's be honest. You know, we live in a world now where you know, more and more people are looking to have private lives in the sense that they want their own space after marriage and they don't want to live with their in-laws. And this is purely from a South Asian perspective because no one lives with their parents in the first place beyond the age of 18 overseas in most countries like the West, right? Having said that, a lot of viewers were kind of intimidated by her mom when she said sort of like, my house, my rules. So what are the rules? And is there room for privacy after marriage?
Oh, I'm sorry, this really cracked me up. Because see, like when you asked the question too, you were just like, what do you mean by my house, my rules? Yeah. And I'm getting intimidated by it. Like, even you don't know the rules.
Sure.
I don't think anyone else also knows what the rules are. And they're getting scared. But for what? Something which has not happened yet? Something which is no, you don't even know, you know, what is going to happen? Read the rules at least, Baba. What if it's good, you know? What if you know? How can you just say something is wrong when you don't know about, like, people have some kind of misconception, you know? So people took that in a really wrong way.
Right.
And people got triggered. I don't know why, because they might be thinking something is wrong. Because, you know, it's like, what do you call it? It's not guilty until proven. But then that is just a law which is written in the eyes of people and in the public domain. You are guilty until proven, you know. So it just goes that way. The rules are pretty simple. It's nothing. If you want to know the rules, let me lay it out for them. What my mom also says, like, just be together, like a happy family, and support each other in their work and needs until, you know, they all are there. Just like live together and be happy. That's it. That is just the one golden rule, you know, just be together and be happy. Matlab, that does not mean that, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to wear this, you got to wear that, you cannot go out after 9 o'clock and none of that thing. Do whatever makes you happy. Let me also live how I want to live and make me happy also. Just support each other, you know, that way.
Sure.
Support me, I support her. She supports my mom, she supports dad, dad supports her. Like a whole connected full web of family, you know.
Yeah.
Just like a happy, you know, no requirement that the girl has to cook only, clean only, do all this. She's very, very pretty simple. You know, my mom, she's always just like, live the way you want to live because it's your life. We've to live our life. They'll hardly live for like, you know, one decade, two decade more. I mean, well, I don't want to say it in a rude way, but that's a fact about life.
I hope they live a long and healthy life. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Long, matlab kitna? 90 ke baad, first of all, like people also say that way, but then later on, the health issues also. Why you want to suffer also? So it just goes on that way. So it's just easier. So my mom and parents are pretty practical. They are just like, see, it's your world, your life. We are how much we are going to live. But your life is just starting out now. And you are just getting into the zone, so you have to see what your life is going, because few years from now it'll be called your family, Akshay Jakate's family, not Preeti Jakate or Prakash or, you know, Aditya or my brother, anyone else. It'll be known as Akshay Jakate's family, and going on from the Akshay Jakate, as in even the girl who is the future girl. Now again, people might think like, oh, why only the guy's name, why not the girl's name? Because hello people, I don't know who my future partner is. So it'll be Akshay and the other girl.
I didn't change my name. I think those are like personal preferences. People like, the girl doesn't have.
Bhabhi didn't change. You know, many people don't know that. Bhabhi didn't change her name too. Bhabhi still writes her name as Pooja Mantri Jakate. That way. Right. Mantri is her original name, you know, the surname.
Right.
So she keeps writing that also, and which is pretty normal. Even on her certificates and, you know, on the IDs, it's still like that.
That's your brother's
wife.
So she was
completely fine.
Right, your brother's wife, exactly.
Yeah, my bhabhi.
Right. Understood.
So she also knows that. So it's
what about
my brother supports
her. What about privacy?
Yeah, so my privacy also, I was saying like, come on, there's total privacy. I mean, people don't even know. First of all, I have a different floor to myself. Hello, people. Like, I am not even living on the same floor with my parents. So my floor is up, my parents' floor is down. The entire floor is mine. There's a separate door to my friends come in, go out from my floor, my house. My parents don't even know what's happening, you know, since they are down. So they don't even know what's going on. I just go down to like eat and spend family time, come up. Sometimes parents also come up to meet and all. But even now, and not now, it's been since so many years that, you know, we have our own separate space, own separate privacy. We obviously live, how can you say, near to each other, because it's only one floor up and down. That's it. But floors are connected also. So people might seem like, you know, there is no privacy, but there's totally complete freedom. What people didn't see or they didn't realize, you know. They don't even, like my parents don't even know half of the time, nor do they care also, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, you guys are here, meet your friends are coming, you're on your floor, chill, enjoy, just do whatever you want to do. You know? So complete freedom. Soon will be my future wife also.
So. Yeah. So Akshay, I actually want to take a moment here to candidly talk about your mom a little bit. I mean, everyone knows that you and your mom especially got a lot of flack for whatever, you know, expressing certain sentiments on the show, which is never a good thing because the internet can be brutal. And I'm sure it was hard for you to not just watch people go bonkers with memes about you, but like especially your mother. It's hard for a child, you know. Keeping everything aside, keeping everything that she said aside, you know, who is your mom in the real world? Is she really like a strict and rigid person? Because it's fine, I mean, if she is. Because it's fine, like.
Oh, of course. Oh, no. I mean, it's person should be very confident in the way they are. Strict, not strict, good, bad, ugly, whatever they are, you should just be confident because confidence is the key, you know. But first of all, since it was a show and so edited and it was shown in such a very different way, like I like to say, like my mom is completely different from that because she is not in real life like that. I have friends also, female friends too, who just love my mother because when they come home, they meet like, oh, auntie, how are you? And everything. My mom is also pretty chill with them. They also know because they spent a lot of time also, you know, because they come home, we all chill and talk. So there's complete freedom that way too. It is nothing like that, how it was on the show, than in the real life too. But then, you know how I told you, the show, people watch for 3-4 hours. They think they know you inside out. They started with all these hate and memes and comments that, oh my God, you know, this person might be like this only. They might be doing this and how such a old school way of thinking and just like it just went on that way. Initially, it did bother, like, you know, because we were like, what is going on? You know, we never said anything wrong and what's wrong. But then later on, we just laugh it off because we don't even know the people, half of the people, what they are saying. I mean, nor do they know us. It's not going to change our world. It's not going to change their world. They don't even know the real us. So they are just saying things which they just saw on a show.
Yeah.
So it's not even close to what my mom is in real life on the show, you know.
Yeah.
She's very chilled out. Like I told you, she's just like, you live your life. I'm going to live my life. That's it. And what can be more better than that? No restrictions of any sort, nothing of that sort. In fact, my mom always wanted a girl child, but she never had it. So take it. But then she takes so much care of my bhabhi also. It's like amazing to see. You should really watch it once. I mean, if something you know, goes on or something. Because she always wanted a girl. And, you know, in the house, like growing up, 3 guys, you know, like my father, my brother and me. And she was the only lady, you know, going on. So it's very, very
lonely.
Different. So people have a very different, people have a very different kind of portrayal about my mother too and me too. But it's nothing like in the real life. I mean, once you just, like people are telling me now I'm quite chatty and I talk and all. Just spend 10 minutes with my mother in real life too. And, you know, everything is going to change your perception. Like people are spending time with me for 10, 15 minutes, even talking. And they're like, oh my God, you're completely different than the show.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, so Akshay, what kind of a relationship do you share with your mom? Like, are you like a quote unquote mama's boy? I want to understand the dynamics here because, you know, a mama's boy sort of like a tag is often perceived as, you know, like a negative thing.
Yeah, I really don't understand, first of all, why people are perceiving it as a bad thing, mama's boy. In fact, it's good. Why you? So you're telling me you don't love your mother, for the people who are saying that? I mean, it's nothing a bad thing to love your mother. You know, you should actually. And it's a good thing. With my relationship with my mother, we are very close, obviously. I mean, it's just how it happens. Girls will always be like a father will always have a soft corner for his daughter and little bit not for his son. The same goes vice versa for the mother for his son and not the daughter. I mean, obviously they have for both too, but it just happens that way also. The same thing for the kid too. A girl just sees her father first love, you know, that's what people say. A girl's first love is her father.
Yeah.
And then the same thing for the guys too, they say about their mother. So, I mean, it's a really good thing. In fact, it should be a hint, what people don't understand, that a person who loves his mother so much is going to love you even more, love as in the future partner, his wife, even more. Because that kind of relationship he shares, the person respects their mother a lot, respects a lady, a woman so much. So it just goes on that way. There's so many people who do that. Not even me. I mean, like, this is pretty normal. There's a famous Bollywood celebrity. Now she's in Hollywood. I'm sure everyone knows. She has a tattoo saying, "Daddy's little girl."
We all know who that is. Love, you know?
Yeah, Piggy Chops? I mean, all, of course everyone
yeah.
knows, right?
Priyanka Chopra has
yeah,
one, yeah.
Piggy Chops. Priyanka Chopra, exactly, right? And she has a tattoo too. So what, is that a bad thing? I mean, people told me a lot of shit for that too. I mean, what, really? And the same for a guy, Leonardo DiCaprio, went for the Oscars. He could have got any girl he wanted, like his girlfriend or anyone. Who did he get on the show? Or for the award show? His mother. Because he was getting, it was such a big night for it. That shows his love too. Now, is he also a mama's boy? And what is wrong in, you know, just like getting your mother, showing her, making yeah. her, like, you know, she feels proud too because she's brought you up, first of all,
with love.
In the stomach for 9 months and love, and then grown you up, nourished you, all kinds of things, given your heart and soul, everything. You would want to reciprocate some of that love back to your mother too, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, that's pretty normal.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, Akshay. I think the perception, the understanding that people have of mama's boy is like, you are attached, not you, but like I'm giving you a general definition. The what people understand from that term is that this guy is like, he will always be in agreement with his mother and not with the wife. Like, he will always give the mother's opinion more weight. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone understands.
No. Yeah, I know people see it that way because people say love is blind. You know, when you are in love, you will tend to hide all the negative qualities of your, it can be anyone, your mother, your future partner, or whatever. You know, if the person does something really bad, you will just tend to, you know, ignore it that way. So first of all, it's not that way with my mother too. Whoever is right, obviously I love both of them. It'll be my mother, my future partner also. Try to resolve things. If there's a thing, why would I be take the side of a wrong thing, you know, which something is wrong. Maybe my mother can be wrong in some things too. That's normal. Maybe the future wife can be wrong in some of the things too. It's pretty normal. And for the people, like, especially people who are saying, oh, mama's boy and all, I mean, you're saying that now, and this is mostly coming from the younger lot also, what I've noticed, because of my mom's friend and people of her age and all, they are just pretty normal with it. In fact, they love me even more after the show. They're like, oh, he's so good and he's so nice.
He's but, mama's boy.
Like, the younger lot, they are, yeah, I mean, the younger lot, once they grow up, like, let's say they hit their 40s and 50s and all, they'll have kids, right? And once the kids grow up and then they stop listening to you and they don't, you know, give the love back to you, you that time you will sense it and you will feel it too. Right now it's not happening to you. So everything feels nice and cool and everything, like, oh, you can say such things. But once it happens, it changes all the time. Like I told you, like when you're a kid in school, like when you're in the third, fourth grade, you're like, guys will be like, oh no, I don't like girls, and girls will be the same, you know?
Yeah.
You hit 8th grade, 10th grade, be like, oh my God, they're the best thing ever. This is what you
yeah,
want.
Like people...
You hit college...
people evolve. People evolve and people, their feelings change. Yeah. And like, I guess it's... So it's good to know. I understand your perspective. So your definition of mama's boy is clearly very, very different from, I guess, like, you know, what how people perceive it. And I think you're just coming from a place of love. And I know you've mentioned this to me before, but like, your idea is that if I respect my mother, I'll have utmost respect for my partner. You know, I think that's amazing. But I know that you have also been trolled by people with weird questions. Like every time you post something, people say, did your mom approve this? You know, can you share with us the degree of approvals you really have to get from your mom in real life?
So first of all, I've been getting that a lot, you know, everything I do post or whatever I do, like, oh, did your mom approve this? I really don't need to take approval for every single thing in life, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, I'm a grown adult too. She knows it too, and nor does she have the time to me to, you know, keep asking, oh, mom, can I do this? Mom, can I do that? Mom, can I do this? You know, every all kind of thing. None of that. So it's none of that. I have literally been getting a lot of messages and whatever post I put, you know, people say, that, oh, did your mom approve this? But it's literally nothing of that sort. In reality, I really don't even have to take approval for any single thing in life, you know, unless we are doing something together. Like if I'm going out and like for dinner or something, like, oh, mom, we're going out to this. Do you like this place? And she's like, okay, then let's go to that place. It's a family thing. Other than that, if it comes to my own individual life, I really don't have to take anything. I've done so much of stuff and so many things she doesn't even know, nor did I take approval, nor does she care also. You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, that's going on that way? It's great. Yeah. Like, it's refreshing. And yeah, that's awesome. So, Akshay, now, I think, like, I've thrown some very heavy mom questions at you, but I'll pivot a little bit here. So you can take a breathe. It's a breather. Considering that you were part of a show called Indian Matchmaking, you know, which points to the tradition of arranged marriages in South Asia, did everyone in your immediate family, including your brother and your parents, did they have arranged marriages? Is it like a thing?
Okay, so people don't know about this. It's totally wrong. Okay, so what you're saying in South Asia, the people and all, they do have arranged marriages on. My immediate family, literally no one.
Wow.
My mom and dad had a love marriage.
Stop.
Not many people know about that.
What?
My brother and Bobby had a love marriage. So there is no compulsion for me to, you know, I get an arranged marriage only. I mean, they are just like, as long as you are happy. See, they're like, since you're living in a society and you know so many people and everything's going on. So, you know, people tend to tell my parents to, oh, so this girl is of marriageable age. Do you want to see for their son? Or this girl is looking out. So things like that go on. But my mom and my parents are just like, see, we'll just show these things to you. If it interests you, you can go ahead. If it doesn't interest you, it's totally fine. If you have someone you're already in love with or you want to be with that person, you can always bring them home. You know, we can talk about it. And
I mean, also, Akshay,
none of it is there.
The fact that your parents have had a love marriage, I think it just like blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like that is incredible. Because
and
like,
it's a pretty interesting story too. They're like, they are love marriage. Oh my God. Like they met in college and they were like, my dad was a senior. He's 2 years older to my mother. And then they became really good friends for a very long time also being in the same city. And then they just decided the same thing. Like you keep saying that.
And they fought for it.
Like, we know each other so well. Yeah. They fought for it too. Because my grandmother at first was like, no, you know, this way. And then that, because they were telling my father that, you know, this other girl they thought was good for them. And my dad was like, no, you know, they're like,
wow,
this, but
that's amazing.
Preeti, like my mom's like, this is the girl who I want to marry. And what's wrong? So my grandparents understood. But
so
if
like
they are happy, we are happy.
Parents who've been through that drill themselves and who fought for love would never, you know, like force their kid to marry. So that brings me to my next question, which is, were you really being like that pressurized to tie the knot? Was it like, what's the real situation? Let's talk about right now. Like, what is the real situation at your end right now? Do you have a deadline, Akshay?
Oh, right now is pretty chill. No deadline.
Yeah.
None of that sorts. Never had a deadline before also. I mean,
good.
Those lines and a few things were just for the show.
Mm.
So people, just to make some content in the show. So those lines were there. In reality, there is no deadline for me right now.
Yeah.
It's past December, way past December. A new December is going to come. I'm
still
not married. I'm chilling. My, my Bobby and brother, they've got a kid too before I've got married. None of those deadlines for them
God,
too,
yes.
What people thought, you know.
Of course.
It was just for the show.
I get
and
it.
And there's literally no pressure, anything of me getting tying the knot, you know, for my parents, because they are just like, see, everyone has a different timeline. No one is the same. Some people get rich later on. Some people get rich early. Some people
I'm
have
still
good
waiting.
Things later on. Some people have it early.
Yeah.
So it just goes that way. Like, no one's life follows a linear path, you know?
Yeah.
It is different for everyone. It's supposed to happen. When it's going to happen, when is the right time for you as an individual? People should know that too. There's it really, you shouldn't hurry up and, you know, do these kind of things, because these are big life decisions which can change the course of your life and everything. So,
sure, of course. So,
fortunate enough, my parents are really chill about it.
That's awesome. I'm like so happy right now. The fact that there are no, like, I'm happy for my new friend. So that's amazing.
Yay.
Yay. I mean, I will be at your wedding when you get married. You better invite me.
Definitely. Yeah. Hello, you're going to get the first invite
exactly.
now.
So we all know, and this is, again, came in highly requested, this question, you know. We all know that you got engaged mm-hmm. on the show with a lovely, lovely girl. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of us mm-hmm. were kind of secretly hoping that it would work out. Of course, it didn't, you know, that's okay. What I really appreciate about you, Akshay, is that you really stood your ground and you didn't really cave into any sort of, I don't want to say parental pressure now because I know that there wasn't any, but just like societal pressure, like you mm-hmm. didn't cave into it and you were very firm about, no, but this is my life. I need to take charge. I'm not going to marry a stranger who I don't really relate with. That is like major kudos to you, right? It sets an example for a lot of the other people who are grappling with something similar. Now, out of pure mm-hmm. curiosity, and this is coming from a Facebook audience, okay? What went wrong? What went wrong with that engagement? And why did the engagement sort of, why didn't it work out? And how was it communicated to the girl side of the family?
Oh, so, I mean, well, thank you for telling me, for, you know, standing up my ground
mm-hmm,
and, you know, just standing up for myself and saying, but unfortunately, that's the part they didn't shoot and you guys never got to see that. So that would have been even more exciting if it was on the show, but it happens. With a girl, so, I mean, as you saw on the show too, we really couldn't talk much. We really couldn't even connect. Not that I'm saying the person is a bad person or not this and all. We are completely different people, you know. It happens sometimes that you sometimes don't connect with some people. You don't do. I mean, now also when I'm going out socially, I'm meeting a friend's friend. And then sometimes we'll talk and we'll just go on it for hours and we really connect. You know, that kind of connect is there. Even that is a stranger, you know, meeting for the first time. Mm-hmm. So this is the stranger also I'm meeting for the another time. But the same thing didn't happen with this person. We never got connected. It was same on her end also. She never felt that way, you know, those kind of vibes and stuff like that.
Right.
So the whole thing of how it was communicated, when I told my parents, they were like, okay, you know, like think about it a day or two, because it's a big decision. Then I'm like, no, I'm firm. This is how it's going to be. And they were like, okay. So my dad went and he had a word with them and he spoke to all of them. And initially they were like, you know, why? So my dad was just like, you can ask your girl too, you know.
Right,
you
that she feels the same way.
What is she really feeling? And tell her, to her to be honest also, like how my son told me about completely.
Mm.
And then she also said the same thing because she's like, oh, one of my cousins is also getting married in about 2 months later on. And the way he talks to his fiance is completely different than the way we talk.
It's magical.
Because we don't connect at all. It doesn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excitement from both ends.
So it was like, it wasn't like a shit show. It was well received by both sides of the family. That's good to know. And so I think that...
Because you don't want to enter into something really wrong.
Sure. No, of course. I think you did a really great thing and I'm glad that... Huge kudos to her as well for kind of, you know, being very vocal about how she felt. And I'm glad that it was sort of like an amicable decision that you both arrived at.
It was good for both of us, you know, and mm-hmm. much better. And, you know, hopefully she also finds a good person and is always happy.
Absolutely. So, Akshay, are you back in the arranged marriage candidate pool now that the show is over? Are you actively seeking companionship?
So, I mean, the arranged marriage pool and, you know, people keep telling me that a lot too. Oh, so are you still going through a lot of biodata? So that was never the case before also. It was just for the show and how it happened. I was never Seema's client too. I don't think anybody else was, you know, how it was just shown.
Yeah.
So I am not like scrolling through biodata every day and scanning and be like, oh, I just need to get married. I need to find a girl and keep happening. Oh, it's none of that. But seeking companionship, like you asked, is just like, you know, meeting people normally and hanging out. It can be friends. It's not with the intention of getting married, but just meeting a new person, a new soul, and it's good. And then let's see whatever happens from there, you know. It can lead to marriage. It cannot lead to marriage. That's all okay. But I'm not going with that kind of intention that, okay, when I see a girl, that, yes, I want to marry this person.
Yeah. Of course.
Nothing
sure.
of that sort.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to play hopscotch here a little bit. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of, well, not a bunch, like maybe two or three random questions again. They come highly requested. And they are from people who followed the show very closely. So the first question is, and this is not particularly directed at you. This is a general question, right? Mm-hmm. What did you think about the kind of like quote-unquote fairness criteria in the show overall? You know, I know people in our society are like so freaking obsessed with skin tones and like, I'm a brown girl and I'm really proud. And, you know, I just like, I mean, I actually responded to that question saying...
It's a big thing. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's a big thing in Asian countries that, you know, they say fairness, the gold standard of beauty. It's been drilled down since, you know, you're young. You will see advertisements about fairness creams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And all this, you know, all this is very superficial. It doesn't really bother me much. You can be black, brown, white, or whatever color, man. Even I'm brown. I don't really care. It doesn't matter. You didn't choose it. You were just... You don't have a control over it. You have a control over how you are as a person.
And you're beautiful the way you are.
Exactly. The way you are, how you should be. You can grow that. You can be. You should be confident. You should be beautiful about yourself. Inner beauty was what matters the most, you know.
Wow.
This material stuff and color and all these lot of things. It just fades away.
Like, I mean, I'm like...
How does it matter just because... There's no reason, like, you know, and it happens in India also a lot, and not only color. People say, oh, like, you know how people over here are obsessed with the English language too? They're
Gosh.
That other person does not know English. I don't want to marry. I don't want to do this.
Akshay,
just because she doesn't know.
I think it's just to put it in a line, it's an unfortunate colonial mindset. Right? Because we were...
Exactly.
Our country was ruled for donkey years
by the British.
By the British. Mm. And so we automatically have been programmed... Well, by we, I don't mean you and I, but like generally people, especially who belong to a specific age bracket, they are of this impression that because we were ruled by the whites, that they are superior, you know, because they came from a place of authority and they were here for like years and years and years. And so I think... It's definitely not something I'm proud of. Like, I don't feel great when I see a fairness, you know, cream ad. And I think a lot of that is changing now. Like, I think the company Fair and Lovely.
Very, very weird. I see advertisements.
Yeah.
I see advertisements when they put a white person, not even Indian person,
a white person
in India, they're showing. And they're saying, like, come on, how are you
going
to connect with the local audience?
White models.
You know, I mean,
yeah. So I think...
White models, like, you know...
It's unfortunate. Like, I have also noticed that, you know, women are, when they go pick foundation, they will pick like lighter shades, or, you know, like men, even now, like men are being kind of forced to wear makeup that makes them look lighter. And I think for men, there's this other ball game. Like, for women, it's more fairness. For men, it's like how tall you are. And I think it's just an unfortunate thing, which we can only hope that it changes. And for all our non-Indian listeners, trust us when we say this, like, we're equally frustrated and we don't support it. So I think, like, Akshay, I mean, I asked you that question because it came through and it's a very important question, but like, I obviously knew that. I knew what your opinion about it was, but I really appreciate you for sharing
what
you
shared. And it's good, it's good also in a way that this show brought this issue to a light. So now people are at least discussing about it and talking about it, and there's awareness about it. So people who are feeling inferior that they are not white, we like, it's okay to not be white.
Yeah, because like,
we
white is
that.
It's not
okay.
Like the, it's not like, I just like don't get this mentality that how. That's I don't think I can explain it more.
Just because
like,
being white doesn't mean you're superior. I mean, come on. That,
or you're
that's
better.
I mean,
or
you know.
Yeah, I think like, by the way,
in what way?
Black women and men and women have so much melanin in their skin. They are literally like the curious case of Benjamin Button. They don't age. They're so freaking beautiful. Like, they would be 80. And I'm not saying that 80 is not beautiful, but I'm just saying like at 80, they look like they're 40, literally. And I mean, I wish I had that. And so I'm just trying to embrace myself. And I think like,
I would like to say, like, for all the people out there who are listening to, who will be listening also, I mean, just be happy and confident just the way you are. Forget all these bullshit stuff like, you know, black, brown, white.
Yeah.
None of that matter. You can have hair. You can be bald also. Nothing have to be.
Yeah, acceptance.
It's pretty chill. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, honestly, also fight for it. And we are going to fight for it. And we're in this... We're in this together, and we, at policy level, of course, a lot needs to be done. And I'm hoping that things will change and let's just hope for the best. So that's that. Okay, so Akshay, I have more juicy questions for you. Okay, this is going to be, this is highly requested, but this is a very eerie question, which may make you a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks thought that your cousin on the show, that you were not related and that there was this chemistry that you guys had. Is she your cousin in real life? Like, just tell us.
Okay, so first of all, I mean, yeah, she is my cousin in real life. And I mean, you guys talking about great chemistry and all, that was just good acting, you know. I mean, that is just like really good acting how we were. To be honest, in real life, we don't even talk much. Like, I spoke to my cousin on the show after 16 years because we don't stay in touch. No, kidding. She doesn't literally know anything about my life. And we don't talk on her. We never picked her. So what? She's in film school. She's working to be a director or a producer or something she wants to do in the film industry.
Mm.
So she wants to do that. Then she was working with the director of the show already. And then when the director found out that, you know, Akshay is her cousin, and then, you know, she found her, then she's like, okay, so let's add this twist in the story too. And let's add a new character, which is Akshay's cousin. That's it.
Hmm.
I mean, if you see also, then one of that is basically to add content or masala, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, people who have met in like 4-5 months, recently also I might have met someone in January or April or March, know more about my life than that my cousin knows. We don't really talk we don't even celebrate Rakhi. I mean, come on.
Oh my
it's
God.
Been so many years, we don't do. And like, once this happened after like 16, 17 years and all, then you don't even, like, it doesn't even happen that way.
Yeah.
Because you're not in touch. You don't feel that kind of connection.
Oh, yeah,
you
of course. I mean, I could have been your cousin on the show.
Anyone could have been. Yeah.
I'm your cousin, Akshay, okay?
All right.
Yeah. You're my cousin. I'm your cousin. Done.
All right. Maybe season 2, we can bring, my another cousin.
Yeah. Sabreen. From Boston. Perfect.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Interesting. I hope that cleared the air. Okay. So, Akshay, can you share 5 positive personal qualities that you would bring to your future relationship? I'm counting.
Yeah, I mean, positive qualities. Yeah, sure. Like, my first quality, I'll be like, see, first of all, I'm not that quiet kind of guy or shy kind of guy that you guys think. I'm very talkative in real life, very
extrovert.
Chatty. I'm very straightforward and extroverted. I like exploring new kind of things. Sometimes I just go off talking random shit, and then, you know, people will be like, oh my God, how can you just talk so much and just speak anything and anything, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really get bored also. I just keep going on and on and on and on. And it's really fun sometimes, you know, surprise myself also.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things. The second thing, I'm a very handy person, you know. I like to see a problem. I like to solve it. And I'm very persistent at it, you know, keep doing it, that I can fix the entire world.
Got it.
So I'm a big problem solver. I enjoy those kind of things also. Even some of the games I play are like puzzle games and stuff, because it's like, you know, a lot of mental stimulation.
Got it. Puzzles.
So thirdly would be like, I'm very blunt and straightforward. And, you know, since I've been living independent and, you know, living away from home for so long also, so I just speak my mind. I'm so honest and so blunt. Like, sometimes people think I'm rude or brash. You know, so many people tell me also, you should not be this honest.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to be politically correct, you know, just to make the other person. But I'm like, this is, I am what I am. Yeah, I mean, I just speak my mind. So, I mean, some people like it, some people don't, but this is who I am. Well, fourthly would be like, I work a lot. I enjoy working. Because I feel like, and any kind of work also it can be, because like I said, like, this is the life you have. You kind of have to, whatever you're doing, you have to give your best. You have to give your 100% in whatever you do.
Mm.
And like, I'm giving my time and effort and everything, you know, so why not do the best? Why you just want to do for the sake of it? So like, I mean, after any of you, you know, finish a task or something, just ask yourself, you know, is this the best you could have done? And then once you start going in that mindset, whenever you go for another task, you'll be like, okay, this is it. This is the one chance I only have. I have to give it my 100%. and I gotta do it the best, you know.
Got it.
So I am that kind of person, how it goes. And the last thing, like the fifth point, or you asking, like I like to balance things out. Mm. I'm a very balanced person. Usually, it's all work and no play. You know, it's not that kind of thing. Just not work, 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 or play, play, play. I mean, you just like have to balance it out. You gotta work too. You gotta enjoy too. You gotta play it all the time too, because it people say like, don't be a jack of all trades, and you know, should be a master of none. I don't really believe in that thought. Mm. I'm more of like, see, you can't master anything, because whatever you try to master also, like the benchmark will be always higher.
Sure.
It'll keep changing.
Sure.
So I want to do that. So I'll be like, okay, I'll be a jack of all trades, you know, try everything out. At least I keep getting a constant change also. I like that kind of change. You know, little things about everything. Life is like always changing, you know. So by doing, you gain so much knowledge also of everything by doing so much things.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you to adapt in every kind of situation, because since you have so much a pool of knowledge, you can keep doing that. So balance is key to life. Work also, work hard, play harder also. I mean,
nice.
Just live life and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So Akshay is, so the five qualities are: Akshay is extroverted, Akshay is a problem solver, Akshay is very straightforward, Akshay is very passionate about his work, and Akshay is a balanced human being. If there is anyone out there who is looking to have these five qualities in their life, contact me. HazikSabrini25@gmail.com. All right. Actually, we've reached the end of this episode. I mean, this last part is always bittersweet for me, because, you know, I've just like really thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you. And we always try to end on a very intentional note, which is, you know, the last section is called the advice section, or the takeaway section. And so, actually, what advice do you have for those who are dealing with, I don't want to say parental blackmail, but like societal pressures to get married? You know, how should they manage these unsolicited expectations and not cave in?
Okay. So like advice number one I would like to give to the people is just listen to everyone. There's nothing wrong with just listening to everyone. But ultimately, you got to do what you got to do. So you listen to all the opinions and just do your own thing. Go with the flow. Try to get the best out of everyone and go with that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll really help you. Advice number two is like, you should also realize that all the people who are giving you all these opinions are not coming from a bad thought. They are just looking out for you, which they feel is the best thing.
Mm.
If they always like to put themselves in your shoe, like if I was this person, this is what I would be doing. So you need to think like them also, because this is why they're saying all these things. So just try to understand and all. It's easy to say. It's pretty tricky when it happens to you. So just kind of, you know, keep it in mind when these kind of things happen to you. Then advice number three, I would like to say is like, see, it's your life. You have to live it. Nobody else has to live it. Whatever you do is going to be your decision. You need to feel the connect with the other person. If you feel it is right, go for it. You don't feel it's right, just don't go for it. Wait it out. Do something else. I mean, it's going to help you a lot. And the last piece of advice number four, which I would like to tell, which is the most important thing, not only about marriage. This is a general advice for life. At the end of the day, you should be happy, you know, in whatever you do. So just be happy in life with whatever you have also, and whatever you want also. If you're feeling pressurized by your parents and you're not happy, just say it out. If you're feeling pressurized by society, or you feel like not this, do your thing, what makes you happy, and just see how kind of release that'll be, and so much fun you'll, and the feeling you'll have that time is going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, I mean, this is what I like to tell all these people, you know.
Awesome.
It'll help them.
Solid. So any last words before we wrap up, Akshay?
Okay, so I mean, what I would say to people is like, see, I mean, you should not really judge someone on the show by watching them. All of us are very different in real life than on the show. Not only me, like we speak to anyone else on the show also for 10, 15 minutes, and you know, you'll be like, oh, this person is completely different. The same is with me. At the end of the day, it was just a show to entertain people and make people happy, which did a good job at it. People really liked it, got hooked onto it. Their thing like that. And all this, first of all, is a very sensitive topic also. The show which was made on marriages, and especially arranged marriages, where the West world had no clue about also
mm-hmm.
how it works. it hit so many issues that now it has opened up such a debate, and it's a good thing. You should participate in that. You should talk about the debate. Try to remove all the negative stuff, like we spoke about the colorism and stuff like that. So it's really going to help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, just like I always say, just enjoy life. Be happy with whatever you have. It's really going to help you in a lot of ways. You see the world around you, what we are going through, a pandemic, you know, you just like there's so much sadness all around. There's,
yeah, like, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Happiness is contagious, you know, so like, if you're just happy around with some person and lively, maybe the other person who's not in a good mood might just change his opinion, become in a good mood, and the world becomes a better place right there and then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Akshay, for joining me. This was a much, much needed conversation. I feel like we touched upon a lot of the pain points, and I truly hope that, you know, people, viewers, fans, they understand that there are, you know, two sides to everything. And I'm glad that I was able to have you here with me, and I'm grateful that you chose to, you know, share your side, be transparent and real with all of us. And to all our listeners, a big, big thank you for showing up and making the Lavender Fix possible in the first place. And as always, I will see you guys next week. Till then, chin up. Yeah.